people who regularly commute to Brisbane, the words faster rail probably make you prick up your ears a little. This morning, the state government will announce a rail upgrade between Beenleigh and Currabee, including replacing tracks and removing level crossings. It'll cost over $1 billion, apparently. Transport and Main Roads Minister Mark Bailey explained more to Tom Forbes on Brekkie this morning.
This is a huge project. It's basically upgrading the tracks from Beenleigh to Currabee. At the moment, as you say, just a single track either way in that direction. So we've got little passing loops. It's quite quaint, one might say. So what this does is gives us 20 kilometres of duplicated track from Currabee to Beenleigh, which allows express trains to go straight through unimpeded, a lot faster than the current service. So any of those people down in the Gold Coast who commute to Brisbane for work, this means a much faster rail service. And, of course, that means getting some cars off the M1, which I think everybody would be glad to see. The Palaszczuk State Labor Government's put down $1.1 billion on the table. We want the federal government to match that. They've been 50-50 partnering with us on the early works, which are in itself has been a significant project. It's $356 million in early works there that's going on at the moment. And we'd like to see them match us on the capital. And that means we'd be able to get going on the heavy construction in 2024. And we'd have to do a live build. So obviously we'd be keeping the rail services going as we do this job. This is essential for population growth.
Transport Minister Mark Bailey there. Fast rail and faster rail. I'm keen to hear a distinction between those two things. Perhaps Robert Dow from Commuter Group Rail Back on Track can help us out. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Is this actually a new announcement?
It was flagged 6 months ago on the Transport and Main Roads website that they would be looking at this project. A request was put into Infrastructure Australia as well, and the federal government, as the minister just indicated, did come up with $180 million to co-fund the initial assessment and early works for this project. The state government today has made a commitment that they will put a further $1.1 billion to the project, and hopefully the project will now go ahead. It needs the business case to be ratified by the federal government, I would expect, Infrastructure Australia. But it's a pretty strong situation as far as we can see. We're delighted that they have committed to go ahead with this project. We think it's pretty important for the Gold Coast that they do have a faster rail system. Now, it's important to realise that this is not fast rail. Mm-hmm. Fast rail is an average journey speed of about 160 to 200 kilometres per hour. Now, this project won't achieve that. It'll certainly reduce the time for the journey between Beenleigh and Brisbane because of the quadruplication of the rail line between Currabee and Beenleigh. Also of particular interest, which hasn't been mentioned, is that the signalling system is being improved from Salisbury to Vasty Lakes as well. Now, the significance of this is that the new signalling system, which is called the European Train Control System, which is being implemented on Cross River Rail from Northgate through to Salisbury, is going to be extended through to Vasty Lakes. Now, this means the trains can run faster and they can run closer together very safely. It has an automatic train protection capability, so that's a very good thing. Now, as far as Gold Coast goes between Beenleigh and Vasty Lakes, it'll be pretty much the same as it is now in actual fact. And when you factor in the three additional stations being built at the moment, it's probably going to be slightly slower between Beenleigh and Vasty Lakes. But the improvements between Beenleigh and Brisbane will mean that the journey time overall will be shorter.
So what it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, what you're describing are efficiency upgrades rather than anything particularly new technologically.
Well, the signalling system is new. That's a pretty significant thing to extend that through the Vasty Lakes. Yeah, the corridor between Currabee and Beenleigh is going to be improved. It's going to be straightened, particularly around Trinder Park. I think listeners would know those slow, windy curves through there. That's going to be taken out. Having four tracks between Beenleigh and Currabee means that the Gold Coast Express services can run a lot more frequently and much more reliably. They're not caught behind the all-station trains that commence from Beenleigh, for example. So that's going to make it a lot more reliable, and in turn, there'll be more trains more often running between the Gold Coast and Brisbane. It won't be down to 45 minutes, which has been touted previously as fast rail to the Gold Coast, to the Sunshine Coast, to Toowoomba. Oh, I don't think that's going to happen in any time in the near future. But we're certainly looking at a corridor that in time could perhaps be further upgraded as well, Matt.
12 minutes to nine. Robert Dowse from Commuter Group Rail back on track. So, simple language, what will this upgrade mean to the average Gold Coast commuter who just wants to get to Brisbane to work?
Okay, there'll be more trains, particularly at peak. The overall journey time will probably be reduced by about 5 to 10 minutes, which bring it down about an hour, which is not too bad considering. At peak time, it's 1 hour. Out of peak, it's 1 hour. So that's a big advantage that a rail commuter has. They don't get caught up in traffic. It's going to be some time before there's any road relief, to be honest, Matt. So hopefully the federal government will come forward with the additional funding, and this will be commenced very shortly, this project. As I said, $350 million has already been allocated and used for the early works on this project, so it's definitely a goer.
Pretty important ahead of, you know, big sporting events, I think particularly of the Brisbane Olympics 2032, and timing is everything. It is an election year. Do you think there's a little strategy in raising this now by the state government?
I think so, Matt. the timing's right on, isn't it? I would expect that both sides of the political fence would support this project. It's necessary to have the infrastructure in place for the Olympics, of course. The other thing that we like to see is your cousins up north, the Sunshine Coastline is languishing a bit at the moment. There needs to be some work done on that as well, we think.
Is it right to make it a priority? I mean, are there other projects that need to be looked at that may get the jump on it?
No, I think at this stage, Cross River Rail obviously is the main project at the moment, but it's virtually extending Cross River Rail capability down the Varsity Lakes. But we've got to look at north of Brisbane. We've got to do something for the Sunshine Coast fairly pronto as well. That's the next priority. I think it's realistic to have the Gold Coast as priority. Population is there, the need's there, and this service will be very well utilised, no doubt about it, Matt.
Appreciate your time, Robert. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And welcome news, says Robert Dow from Commuter Group Rail back on track this morning. The state government announcing a rail upgrade between Beenleigh and Currabee. Faster rail, raid on the brain. There's plenty of it around at the moment. 10 minutes to 9 o'clock.